He went to the press, then he went to the bastion of internet freedom, China, and then Russia, to lay claim, claims that, by the way, this individual report dominated by law professors just said there was no scandal, no surveillance on the, and under the 215 program. All of the things that he's been saying have, I think, been repudiated by this report.
Finally,
all of that, I think we need to take into consideration.
Finally, you've warned that the terror threat may be increasing again, Al-Qaeda, on the rise again. And we know that they have targeted the Christmas season before. Do you have any more reason to be especially concerned right now? Is the threat level going up around this holiday season?
Well, I think, and any national holiday like, that we would experience here, like Christmas, is something that we are concerned about. I don't think I see any other threat stream that I wouldn't say is out of the norm. But again, and the reason we say that is because there are more affiliates, more Al-Qaeda affiliates from around the world, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. You have Al-Shabaab now claiming some Al-Qaeda affiliate, Al-Sharia in Libya. All of these groups want to have and have the aspiration to commit acts of violence against Westerners in the United States. That's why this threat has grown, and we have more chances to miss something, and we have just less opportunity not to pay attention to every single clue we can find to make sure that we protect the citizens of the United States. And by the way, we can do that in a way that protects privacy and civil liberties, but you have to be arguing about the same sets of data points. And I would hope that this report stops this inflammatory language of surveillance and scandal and devastation. None of that, this report, I think, concluded was true. And some of the shortcomings of this report, real quick, George, they didn't talk to the FBI when it came to Section 215 for any length about the value of certain programs that they recommended against. And by the way, including 215, they never had a sit-down, long conversation with the Federal Bureau of Investigation who does these investigations. That's an unfortunate shortcoming in this report. And we'll be, I think, talking about that in the days ahead. Some good things in this report, some things that are concerning in this report, recommendations of things that the government should do, that they are already doing, and things that the government shouldn't do, that they're not doing. And so I think this is not the holy grail of reports, but I do think it crossed a very important milestone in saying, hey, no scandal, no law breaking. Now let's just have an honest debate about where we think we ought to go in trying to stop terrorists from blowing up American citizens here in the United States.